This handmade book dates to around 1525. It's illustrated in watercolor ink, silver, and gold. Many scholars believe the pictures are by Sultan Muhammad, one of the greatest painters of this period. The book is called the Shahnameh of Shah Tomas. It's a long poem by Abul Qasim Firdusi that's more than 1,000 years old. Shahnameh means Book of Kings. The poem tells about the shahs or kings who ruled ancient Persia in today's country of Iran. The first part of the Shahnameh includes the following story, the tale of a shah who accidentally discovered fire. Long, long ago, when the world was new, lived a shah called Hushung. This name meant that he was sensible and wise. One day, Hushung led his army into the mountains. As they climbed higher and higher, suddenly the king saw a long, dark shape looming in the distance. It was a giant serpent with eyes like pools of blood. Smoke belched from the jaws of the snake, covering the world in darkness. Hushung picked up a rock, a hard rock called flint, and hurled the rock at the serpent's head. But the snake was too fast for him and slipped away. The rock struck a larger piece of flint and broke it open. Showers of sparks flew into the air. The broken rocks glowed red. Hushung approached in wonder and amazement. He had never seen a rock give off light and heat. "What is it?" asked his men. "This is a gift from heaven," answered Hushung, "and if you're wise, you will worship it." Next, Hushung fed the fire with dry wood, building a huge bonfire. He and his men gathered round the fire in the darkness. They held a feast of thanks for this new gift. This was the first feast of Sadeh, an ancient festival. In midwinter, the Persian people make bonfires to drive away the cold and the spirit of evil. Hushung ruled for 40 years. He built a great civilization. He discovered iron and invented ways to shape it into metal tools. He taught animals to serve man, such as oxen, donkeys, and sheep. Hushung trained these animals to pull a plow so that people could plant crops and grow food. He taught people to make clothing out of animal fur. When Hushung passed from the earth, he left his son to Muras to become the next shah. The Shahnameh contains many stories like these, known as myths. A myth is an age-old tale that explains how the world began and how it came to be the way it is now. The Shahnameh is one of the most significant works of literature in the civilization of Iran. It's also important in the religion called Zoroastrianism, which began in ancient Persia. Thank you for listening. Be sure to come back for the next Storytime at the Met.